Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, you. Thanks for being here. Today's episode is going to be a real one, and I want to jump right into this. And today's episode, I'm going to talk about some unpopular opinion, some opinion that goes against the grain. I just left the gym with my son, and it sparked this thought. But I'll get into that in a moment. But I want to say this. For you to reach your next level, I believe that you got to check your expectations. Because for most people, and this is what I see is true, most people have this protection mechanism of low expectations. There's a famous saying, right? If you don't want to be let down, don't have high expectations. Like, I get that to an extent, but I want to call BS. Flag on the play. Because this is what I know is true. If you have low expectations, you'll never reach the level that you're supposed to reach. And some of us, the reason why we're at where we're at is because we have low expectations because we don't want to be let down. But my rebuttal to that is this. Are you not letting yourself down by not having high expectations? Shouldn't you want more for your life? Shouldn't you want more for others in your life? Shouldn't you want more from your job? Shouldn't you want more from your dream? The truth is, some of you are playing too small. And when you play small, you get small things. Some of you are around small mindsets to protect yourself. Some of you are doing small things to protect yourself. Some of you are planning small to protect yourself. Some of you are vision casting small to protect yourself because it's a protection mechanism. Listen to me. It's a protection mechanism to protect your self-worth, to protect your self-esteem. So if I achieve this thing, even though I know I'm capable for more, even though I know that I was made to do more and be more, even though I know I should raise the stakes, even though I know this isn't really pushing me, I'm just getting by living this passive lifestyle by just checking off the box, but I'm gonna feel good about myself because I completed this, because I didn't fail, because I accomplished this, even though I know I have more in the tank. Even though I know I have more effort to give, even though I know I'm giving bare minimum, but I'm gonna feel good about myself. Is that not letting yourself down? Is that not letting those around you down that really depend on you to elevate your life and change your life? The thing that I know is true when it comes to the purpose mindset, and you're gonna hear me talk about purpose mindset a lot. I'm gonna just go ahead and say this. I know we're in Protect Your Peace season, but I'm gonna go ahead and just say this. That's my next book, The Purpose Mindset, because I believe that's the mindset that changes your life. That's the mindset that changed my life. The purpose mindset says this and teaches this. The one that doesn't expect failure, but embraces it, will always succeed. I'm going to say this again. The one that doesn't expect failure, but always embraces it, is the one that will always succeed. I'm going to tell you a quick story that symbolizes this to the T. But before we get into that story, some of you listening to this, the reason why you're not at where you should be is because your expectations are too damn low. Yes, the expectations of yourself, the expectations of others, and I get it. You might be let down. Congratulations. Sometimes being let down is a thing that changes your life. Sometimes being let down is a thing that lifts you up. Sometimes being let down is a thing that elevates you, that changes your mindset, that gives you a different perspective. That we're going to talk about three things that having high expectations does for you. But I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of myself. It strengthens your drive. I can tell you right now, in sports, when I let down my teammates, because there's times that I did lead down my teammates, whether I took a rep off at practice, whether I overslept for a practice, whether that happened very rarely, but or whether I didn't prepare properly or whether I dropped the pass, like me letting down my teammates, I never wanted to feel that feeling again, ever. Me letting down people in my life because I'm not a perfect human being, and I want you to think about your life. Think about the times where you let somebody down and how that made you feel. Maybe you had high expectations for yourself. Maybe somebody let you down. How did that make you feel? I'm sure you never wanted to feel that feeling again, ever. But a lot of us, we're trying to protect our self-worth. We're trying to protect our self-esteem. We're trying to protect our ego, because it is ego, by having these small expectations because we don't want to be let down. Are you not letting yourself down by cheating yourself? Are you not letting yourself down by living a lifestyle of just getting by when you know you can do more and be more and achieve more? Are you not letting those around you down by you half-assing your life? And excuse my French, are you not letting your kids down by not giving your all? Are you not letting your spouse down, letting your significant other down by not giving your all because you have these low expectations for yourself, low expectations for everybody around you? Again, you've been addicted to small, small-minded, small things, small visions, small dreams, small goals, small accountability. But you want major things to happen in your life. You got to make it make sense, right? We do all these small things. We don't raise the ceiling in our life. We just do things to get by, but yet we want to be legendary. But yet we want to be the one that people look up to. But yet we want to be rewarded for the more that we didn't put in. Let's be real. Some of you listen to me right now, the main problem in your life is simply this. You have no high expectations of yourself. And high expectations is everything. I'm going to read this to you right quick. I'm going to read some quotes that are not mine. I'm going to read this to you because I want you to understand this right now. This is by Michelangelo, not the Ninja Turtle, the artist. The greater danger for most of us lies in setting our aim too high and falling short, right? I'm sorry. The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low in achieving our mark. So basically what he's saying is this, I'm gonna put it in straight up terms. Some of you got some low goals and you hitting those goals. And that's the most dangerous things that you can do. When you know that you made for more, that you're capable for more. But a lot of us, we're afraid to freaking fail, man. We're afraid to let ourselves down. Go let yourself down. Go try something and don't succeed at it. Good, congratulations. That's the next step to your journey. That's the next step to your next level. That's the next step to your elevation. I was just at the gym this morning. Let me tell you this story to illustrate this. Me and my son, in the wintertime, because it's too cold in our garage gym, we go to the gym, right? We get our gym membership. I call it separation season. By the way, you should have a separation season in your life where you separate, right, from your former self to the self that you want to be. From those around you that's chilling, that have low expectations, low vibrations, because low expectations leads to low vibrations that leads to a lesser life. I really believe that wholeheartedly. But separation season is we're going to do the uncommon thing. So for my son being 15 years old, it is uncommon to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And by the way, it's my greatest accountability system. You know why? Because I don't want to let my son down. I don't. Not in that way. I want to stay loyal to what I told him we going to do. If I let him down, I wanted to be me be letting him down by doing something astronomical that I don't actually make happen, but I try my best. Because this is what I'll tell you, and I'll get back to the story for a moment. This is on my heart to say this. Which one is better for your life? And this goes with that quote. Would you rather do something that's easy for you to do and succeed at it, that doesn't challenge you, right? That doesn't stretch you and you succeed at it? Or would you rather do something that seems impossible, that do something that seems uncommon, that's a high expectation? And maybe you don't succeed fully at it, but you make progress at it. Which one you think makes you better? And I know it's common sense, but which one you think makes you better? One that you succeeded at, everybody clapped for you, but you know you barely pushed yourself? Or the one that maybe you look like a failure, but yet you actually made more progress than the thing that you quote unquote succeeded at? I'll tell you right now, in my life, the reason that I'm here right now, being one of the biggest motivational speakers in the world, by having a huge platform, over 16 million followers, supporters, I call them community, rehabbers across the world, thank you so much for your support. Over 20 million some downloads, probably 30 million at this point in this podcast. The reason I got here is because I stretched myself. The reason I got here is because I set a freaking unrealistic high expectation for my life. When I first started this 14 years ago, I'm living in my unrealistic high expectation. What if I would have set my aim too small, going based upon what I think I can accomplish? But I didn't just base my goals and my vision off what I think I can accomplish, because most of us, our greatest limitation is us. We set our vision, we cast our vision based upon our past experiences. I didn't want to do that. I set the wildest, unrealistic, high expectation for myself. And I showed up day in and day out, and I did it. And now I'm actually living in my high expectation. So for some of you, it's time to get unrealistic. I'm not telling you to be oblivious and set some stuff that you know is definitely not going to happen and be untrue, because you got to face the reality in order to change. But some of you need to set some quote unquote unrealistic expectations for your life. Because I believe in setting unrealistic expectations and still being true to it, not being oblivious, but being true to it, to go push yourself and achieve it. I still think you're going to go further than some realistic expectations that you know you can achieve in your sleep. But let me get back to my story. We're at the gym, me and Trist. And number one, I'm proud of my son, because we walked in here in the gym, and you know what the first trainer said to him? He said, "Hey man, like, you doing this before school?" And the trainer looked around and said, "Dang, ain't nobody here your age." I smiled at Tristan, because I've been telling him since he was a little kid, if you want a common dream, because it's common to make it to the NFL, it's common to be a top high school player, everybody wants to, it's common to be a D1, D2, whatever, play college football, it's common, because everybody wants to do that. If you want a common dream, you got to put in uncommon work. You got to be relentless in being uncommon. Because guess what? That common dream isn't a common reality. Everybody has the dream. Everybody dreams of those things. But guess what? It's uncommon to actually achieve those dreams. So I said, wherever environment you go to, look around. If you're the only one in a positive environment, that's where you want to be. So this morning, we did a workout together. And by the way, he's my greatest accountability, because I don't want to let him down in a negative way, right? I want to maybe let him down in a positive way, where I'm trying to do something like crazy for him and I don't achieve it. But even then, I'm not really letting him down. But he's my greatest accountability, because I don't want to let my son down. So guess what? When I'm tired at 5 a.m., it's easier for me to get up, because I'm the example for him. I want to be the example. When I'm working out, I work out harder when I'm with him, because I know he's watching my every move. I want to show him the purpose mindset. I want to show him unrelentless effort. I want to show him determination. I want to show him what being resilient looks like, so he can learn from me, not just by my words, but by my actions. So we do this workout, do a lot of body weight stuff, et cetera. Then we go to bench press. We go to bench press, and this is at the end of the workout, so I know Tristan's arms are tired, right? Tristan has, like, huge legs like me. His upper body's still a little small, but he's strong as heck. And we get into the bench press, and I promise you this has a point, and we'll get back to these other points. It's going to shift your mindset when it comes to having high expectations. We get into the bench press, and I can see it in his eyes. He was expecting failure. He set the bar low for himself. In his mind, man, I've done all these push-ups. It's the end of the workout. Like, this weight is already kind of hard for me. I'm not going to get it. I can tell this was the story. This was the internal dialogue that was going on in his mind. So I spot him. He lifts up the weight off the bar. He goes down, and he goes down expecting failure. I can just tell. He was expecting not to push the bar back up. And I know for some of you, you're not lifting weights, but how many in your life are expecting to fail? How many of you in your life are expecting for it not to succeed? Tristan goes down, and guess what? That weight doesn't come back up. And I have to help him back up and spot him. I turn him around and say, hey, the legendary mindset, that quote that I told you at first, I said, the legendary mindset, Trist, right? We don't expect failure. You're expecting failure. So guess what? You're going to fail. Your expectations are low for yourself right now. I said, raise the damn bar. You're going to lift this bar by raising the bar. Raise your expectations right now. We're going to shift our mind because he knows, because he's been around daddy for 15 years and he's heard me. He heard me preach. He knows I live this. I said, hey, what you keep telling yourself is what will happen. Your mindset, you already finished. Mindset is the most powerful thing that we have. Yes, your mind, a made up mind is the most powerful thing in the world, son. You already made up your mind before you got under this bar that you weren't going to lift it. There was doubt. I need full confidence. If we fail, we'll deal with that when we get there. And I said, the one who doesn't expect failure but embrace it will always succeed. I said, expect success right now. Expect it, because you giving your all is success. That's our bar. That's how we measure ourselves by. We don't measure ourselves by the outcome. We measure ourselves by the effort. That's having high expectations, son. So this next rep, in my mind, I'm like, man, he's going to struggle with it. But I saw his demeanor change. I saw his focus change. I saw his intent change. I saw his hunger change. He got under the bar, and I saw it. He was expecting to succeed. He goes down, he lifts it, a different approach as he went down. I saw success. Make a long story short, he did that rep. That rep was supposed to be harder than the first one. That rep was not supposed to be successful if the first one wasn't successful. But he succeeded. You know why? Because he raised the bar of expectation in his life. And that's what I want for you. Some of you are under some weight, not necessarily physical weight, but emotional weight. And some of you are just waiting for the thing to fail. I talked about this last week. You're waiting for the thing to go wrong. You're waiting for the thing to mess up. And so you've been protecting yourself by having low expectations. Maybe it's in your relationship. All your past relationships have been bad. So in your present relationship, which you're being unfair to the one that you're with, you're expecting it to work, not to work out. You're having low expectations for yourself, for her, for him. You're having low expectations. You're expecting it at some point to go wrong. How is that mindset going to lead to legendary? How is that mindset going to lead to next level? That's not the purposeful mindset. That's not the purpose mindset. That's the pitiful mindset. You're so afraid to be let down. As I told him, listen, if Tristan would have met failure, great. It's okay, son. You expected success, but you met failure. That is life. Ooh, man, this is deep. That's life. But you expected to win, but you met a loss. It's okay, because guess what? That failure is feedback. That loss is feedback. It's okay. But we can't start ourselves behind the eight ball. We can't lose before we even try to fight. We can't lose before we even try to succeed. That is mission impossible. So if you meet failure and give it your all, it's okay, because guess what? It gives us feedback. I want to talk about this real quick. I want to say with Sam Walton. Let me give you this quote from Sam Walton. He says, high expectations are the key to everything. And I definitely agree. High expectations lead to high elevation. Write that down. High expectations lead to high elevation. Ralph Morrison says this. Don't lower your expectations. Oh, man. This is what we just talked about with Tristan. Don't lower your expectations to meet your performance. Okay? That's being safe. It's playing it small. Don't lower your expectations to meet your performance. Raise your level of performance to meet your expectations. Right? Like, how is that true for you? Have you been literally lowering your expectations to meet your performance? Oh, this is all that I got. This is who I am. I made up my mind. This is who I am. This is just how it is. Or can you raise the bar in your life and say, you know what? I'm going to find a way to meet that greatest me. I'm going to find a way to meet the next level of me. I'm going to find a way to raise the performance in my life to live the life I deserve to live. Not the life I'm accepting to live. Not the life that my past forced me to live. But I'm going to go get the life that I was made to live. And yes, it's going to take work. Yes, it's going to take raising the bar in your life. Yes, it's going to take meeting failure. Yes, it's going to take embracing it. Yes. But some of us, we have literally lowered our expectations and be like, this is who I am. I hear it all the time. This is who I am. This is just me. I've always been a failure. Nothing's ever going to change. And you have that piss poor mindset. And I'm sorry to say that word, but it's just true. You have the piss poor mindset. And a piss poor mindset doesn't change your life. It doesn't. Let me tackle these right quick. I want to talk about three things that having high expectations does for you. Okay. Number one, it strengthens your drive. Okay. It strengthens your drive. And what I mean by this is when you set the bar higher, when you push yourself, people call it stretch goals, that stretches you, right? When you do something uncomfortable, when you do something that seems impossible, number one, I think that is top tier confidence builder. When you do something that you've never done before, whoo, you talk about a shot of confidence. You talk about a confidence booster. You talk about a self-esteem high, a self-esteem changer, a self-worth shifter. It is that. It increases your drive because once you achieve more, you want more in a positive way. Once you achieve more, you know that you're made for more. Once you achieve more, you're like, man, what can't I do? I tell you that on the process of change, that process of going, can I do this to shifting over time in that journey to get to the point, man, like, what can I do? That's the confidence builder. It increases your drive. Like when the stakes are higher, it boosts your self-confidence and your self-esteem. When you consistently, I want to read this to you. When you consistently meet or surpass challenging goals, you gain a sense of accomplishment and belief in your capabilities. This increased confidence can spill over. I always say confidence is contagious. It's contagious. That's why you got to prove it to yourself. If you become confident in one area of your life, then more than likely, you're going to be confident in different areas of your life. Facts. This increased confidence can spill over into other areas of your life, empowering you to tackle even more ambitious endeavors. That's when you get to the mindset of what can't I do? And I'm going to be real with you. That's the mindset that has served my life. So when somebody gives me a lofty that seems impossible task or a goal, unrealistic, high expectation, I love it. I love it. Because I know I can achieve it. I know the only one that can stop me is me. I know the greatest enemy is me. That's it. I make up my mind and say, we're going to go figure this out. We're going to go see if it's possible. And for some of you ain't even went to go see if it's possible. You just accepting that it's not. For some of you, you need to literally go see if it's possible. Oh, I can't live without this person. Go see if it's possible. Oh, this is just, I can't lose this weight or I can't gain this weight. I can't do better in my health. Go see if it's possible. It's that low expectations that lead to low vibrations that's causing you to live a lesser life. Okay, so number one, having high expectations increases your drive. Number two, okay, having high expectations increases, it builds your resilience. Okay, resilience is every freaking thing, especially emotional resilience. Emotional resilience is being resilient to your emotions that says, I'm not enough, I want to quit. All the negative emotions that hinder you, you're resilient to it. You're resistant to those emotions. You're resistant to the things that don't serve your life. You're resistant to the things that shift your mind into the negative. You're resistant to that. And those that I know that live at a high level, those that I know that have a purpose mindset, those that I know that make it happen, which is going to be you if it's not you, you become very resistant to the things that don't serve your life. You become very resistant to the things that don't help your life. You become very resistant to the things that don't push your life. You become very resistant to the things that have no purpose in your life. Having high expectations, it increases resilience. I want to read this to you. Setting high expectations and achieving them, okay, can have a positive impact on your overall well-being. The sense of purpose and fulfillment that comes from striving for and reaching challenging goals can lead to even greater happiness and satisfaction in life. It provides a sense of direction and meaning, which can contribute to a higher quality life. I know this might seem very insensitive, but I believe this is true. The quality of your life often is predicated on the quality of your expectations. I want you to write that down. The quality of your life is often a reflection of the quality of your expectations. I can tell you from experience, being a person that's been on both sides of the fence, the life that I live right now is a direct reflection of the life that I've expected to live, that I've pushed myself to live, that I pushed myself to believe. Now, it takes more than just believing. It takes more than just vision casting. You got to put in the work consistently, be committed to it, have that purpose-driven mindset. But the quality of my life reflects the quality of my expectations. Like, I expect more for myself. Like, I expect to show up. This is episode 200-something of this podcast. I have thousands of videos. Like, you don't get to that level without having high expectations. And having those high expectations and going to seek those expectations and not allowing the failure in those expectations to determine my self-worth, and I embrace the failure because failure is nothing but feedback, that has allowed me to continue to grow, continue to elevate, continue to achieve, continue to push forward. And the quality of my life has changed. And I'm not talking about the external things. I'm talking about the internal things. The external follows suit too, but the internal quality of my life, how I feel about myself, how I believe in myself, when I face challenging times, how I approach that and embrace that, it's changed. Because my expectations of me are higher. I expect to get through it. I expect to overcome. Yes, when mama died, when I went through my hard season, I knew I was going to get out that season. I knew I had to go through the season, but I knew I was going to get out that season. I knew I was going to bounce back. Me being in shape right now, I know I'm going to bounce back. You know what I mean? Me getting to my, I know I believe in myself like that. Because if I don't believe in me, who else is going to believe in me? If you don't believe in you, who else is going to do it? And some of you, can I be real? You waiting. Y'all know I love to talk about the three types of people, the watcher, wisher, and worker. But some of you, and I can even put the waiter in there as a bonus. You waiting. You waiting on somebody to believe in. You waiting on somebody to do it for you. You waiting on somebody to have higher expectations for you than you have for yourself. That is ASS backwards. It all starts with you. That's not just a cliche statement. That's a lifestyle statement. That's a reality statement. That's a true statement. It starts with you. So number two was simply that, right? It builds resilience. And number three, you become the inspiration, okay? And before I get into this, I want to just talk about having high expectations. Like, it increases your decision-making. Decision-making is everything. I always say the purpose mindset tells us if it holds no purpose in it, I'm not going to be a part of it. If it holds no purpose in it, free me from it. If it holds no purpose in it, I'm not going to be around it. I am going to do purpose, be around purpose, live purpose, breathe purpose. Everything I do is purpose. When I wake up, I'm thinking about purpose. I wake up, I stretch, I yawn. Huh, okay, where's the purpose at? Everything I do is purpose. And I literally I programmed myself literally with this question. What purpose does this hold? What purpose does this hold? So it increases my decision making. Okay, listen to this. High expectations can lead to better decision making. When you set lofty goals, you are forced to think critically, plan deliberately, and consider various options and strategies to achieve them. So what is it doing when you raise expectations, right? Now you're forced to think different. You're forced to figure things out because, listen, I know this is common sense, but you got to understand this. Some of us, we want different without doing anything different. And it's facts. I see it all the time. I see the desire to want different, but you're not dedicated to do anything different. I see the choice to want different, but you're not committed to do anything different. Like, we want things to change, but we don't want to change. So this increases your decision-making, right? Now, excuse me, having high expectations, I got to think different, right? I got to plan different. Oh, in order to get to a place I've never been, I gotta get to a place in myself that I've never discovered yet. One of my most popular quotes right now is, your next level is not about climbing higher. For some of you, it's about diving deeper. So how can I dive deeper to figure out who I am even more? To become more familiar, to find something inside of me that I didn't know exist. And pull that out of me so I can become better. So I can reach levels that, man, I might not even thought was possible or capable. Okay, this process helps raise the stakes, right? High stakes decisions can sharpen your problem solving skills and improve your ability to take risks and see rewards effectively, right? So you're able to, man, okay, this risk right here, this reward right here, I understand what this risk is going to pay off. I understand why I got to do this because I understand what the reward is going to bring. And I'll throw this in here. And I'll finish this episode up. I hope you're getting something from here, man, because this to me is a life-changing episode. If you really understand this and you really shift, you really break that freaking mindset of like, oh, you know, if you have high expectations of people, whatever, you're going to let yourself down, right? Don't have unrealistic expectations of people, right? And again, sometimes we got to have, it's tricky, right? It's a fine line. Sometimes we got to have unrealistic expectations of those that we know can better themselves, right? Because some of you are thinking a person's going to be something they're never going to become. I'm not saying being oblivious, having oblivious expectations, dumb expectations, expectations that are definitely never going to happen, not be true. But sometimes we need to have unrealistic expectations of our kids, right? Not in a negative way, but in a positive way. Like, how can we help them see more than what they're choosing to see within themselves, right? How can I see within myself more than what I'm actually seeing? Like, how can I stretch? How can I elevate? How can I push? Let me read this. High expectations helps create continuous learning, okay? High expectations often rewards continuous learning and skill development. To meet and exceed these expectations, you must constantly seek knowledge, acquire new skills. That is very important, y'all. If you want to go to new levels, you got to get new skills, man. It just works like that. I see speakers all the time that say, Trent, I want to be at the level of speaking that you're at. But they don't want to acquire the skills that it takes to get there. Again, that is mission impossible. You're setting yourself up for failure in those moments, okay? Acquire new skills and stay up to date with industry trends. I like to say industry standards. This commitment to learning can result in a more adaptable and knowledgeable mindset, which can be invaluable in a rapidly changing world, right? When you're able to adapt, adaptation is another key to your elevation. When you're able to adapt to circumstances and situations, you become unstoppable. But I want to go back to point number three as we wrap this up. When you have high expectations of yourself and you live that high expectation life, mean that you expect more from yourself. You become a leader, so you can expect more from others. You can push others because they see it in you. They know you're not just preaching something you're not practicing or not trying to better. You become the inspiration, y'all. The reason that you listen to this podcast is because I became the inspiration, first to myself and then to others. But it's because you guys know that I wholeheartedly try my best to push myself. You know that I'm doing the work behind the scenes. You can see it. You can feel it. You see the confidence. But that's the work I'm putting in off camera, the things that you don't see. And I'm proving it to myself. But having high expectations helps you become the inspiration. Like, people respect people with high expectations of themselves, with high standards of themselves. You inspire people by that. When you see a person that's doing it, when you see a person that is staying loyal to what they said they were going to do, when you see a person that's going out to go get it, when you see a person that cast a vision and they work towards that vision till they achieve it, whoo, that's where the inspiration is. It's not just the words. It's not just quotes that you post online. When you see the person that lives it, breathes it, bees it, when you live it, breathe it, be it, LBB, that rehab time lifestyle, that rehabber lifestyle, that purpose mindset, you become the inspiration. Because you have raised the bar in your own life. You raised the standard. People know you're not going to lower your standard to be around low vibration. They know that. They know they're not going to lower your standards to meet them at their level. But you're there to help and say, hey, I'm not going to lower my standards, but I can tell you how to get to mine. I can tell you how to get to this level. Raise the expectations in your life. And have actions that follow that raised expectation. Have commitment that follow that raised expectation. Have a standard that follows that raised expectation. And that's how change is created. So as we wrap this episode up, I got to ask you, where's your expectation? I got to ask you to check your expectation. Are you keeping it low to protect yourself? Are you keeping it low so you don't let yourself down? But are you really letting yourself down by not raising the bar of expectation in your life? By not being the person that you know you can become, that you know you were made to be, that you know you should be, that you know you have to be? I think that's the greatest letdown on this world, is living a life of settling, because settling leads to suffering. And low expectations of yourself is settling. So you know what's coming in your near future? Suffering. You know what suffering leads to? Negative suffering, should I say? It's regret. And regret is the greatest poison that a soul could ever face. So I want you to spend time today to check your expectation and ask yourself, man, how can I raise the standard? How can I expect more from myself? How can I trust myself? Right? How can I trust myself? How can I have that mindset of, man, I'm not expecting to fail, but I'm going to embrace it if it happens. And when it happens, it's not going to have no impact on my self-esteem, because I know this is just part of the journey in order to succeed, in order to get where I want to go. It's just part of the journey. When you get that mindset, that purpose mindset, that's when everything in your life shifts. That's when you become unstoppable. Raise the bar. Have high expectations. And go live the life that was meant for you to live. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. Make the world respect your greatness by raising your expectations. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Share this, like this, leave your comments. I appreciate you.
about you. You just gotta get away from the distractions of the world. Protect your peace.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look. Through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life, ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word to my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature. Taking walks on my own, talk to God. And yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong. Stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within. Try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in the storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.